Section 11. Skills Test Overview. 11.1 Overview of the CDL Skills Test. You can take your CDL Skills Test after passing the required knowledge tests, obtained a CLP, and the course completions have been submitted for the commercial class and vehicle type you wish to be licensed for. CDL Skills Testing is conducted in English only. Use of interpreters or bilingual examiners is not allowed. The CDL Skills Test is conducted in three segments, which include a vehicle inspection, a basic control test, and a road test, performed in that order. If you disqualify on any one of these tests, the test will be stopped at that part and you will need to reschedule. Once you have passed any part of the skills tests, you will not be required to retake that test over, as long as you do not change examiners, if using a contracted third-party examiner. Do not change vehicles, or your vehicle equipment does not vary significantly from earlier test attempts. Complete all three parts of the skills test before your commercial learner's permit, CLP, expires. When a permit is renewed or upgraded, without a skills test being completed, but the skills test has not been completed prior to the upgrade, previously passed segments are voided, and all three segments need to be retaken. Both state examiners and contracted TPES are used to meet skills test demands. In most cases, you do not get to choose what type of examiner you can use. When scheduling your test, we require driver and general vehicle information, including where the test will be conducted. All skills tests, initial and retest, must be scheduled a minimum of 3 days before the test is conducted. The required notice for each scheduled skills test and minimum waiting periods for non-passing test attempts are outlined below. 3-day notice is required before taking your first CDL skills test. 3-day notice, waiting period is required after failing a vehicle inspection. 3-day notice, waiting period is required after failing a basic control test. 7-day notice, waiting period is required after failing a road test. 11.2 General Test Rules. The vehicle inspection is conducted before the other segments of the skills test. During this test, you must show that the vehicle is safe to drive. You cannot take the other segments of the skills test until you have passed the vehicle inspection. A representative vehicle must be used to complete all three segments of the skills test. For example, you cannot complete any segment of the skills test in separate vehicles, equipped differently, to simplify test standards, or to provide an unfair advantage. If a driver begins the vehicle inspection with a tractor equipped with a sleeper cab, manual transmission, and coupled to a 53-foot trailer, they must continue any remaining segment test in the same vehicle, or a similar vehicle configuration. Day cab cannot be used when first test was a sleeper cab. If a different vehicle configuration is used, where the vehicle or vehicle equipment varies from an earlier passed segment, prior passed test results will be voided, and the driver will be required to start the skills test over in the current vehicle being used or return with the previous vehicle configuration. If testing for a school bus endorsement, the bus must be equipped with required functioning safety devices and meet all school bus specifications established by the Office of Superintendent of Public Instruction, OSPI. 11.2.1 Skills Test Ground Rules. Below are important ground rules for taking your CDL skills test. Failure to follow these ground rules could result in your test being postponed and having to reschedule. Take the following to your test. A valid Washington State driver's license with a commercial learner's permit issued 14 days or more prior to the skills test. A valid medical examiner's certificate. A vehicle that is properly licensed, in safe operating condition with no defective equipment. The vehicle must also be equipped with all required emergency and safety equipment. A vehicle, including trailer if applicable, that is properly labeled with the Gross Vehicle Weight Rating, GVWR, or Gross Combination Weight Rating, GCWR, or approved documents providing the GVWR or GCWR. Valid proof of insurance for the testing vehicle that will be used for testing, either a paper copy or electronic copy, must be in the vehicle. If applicable, documentation, information that your vehicle has been purged when vehicle is equipped with a tank, hazardous material only. Purge document cannot be older than 24 hours prior to testing. Do not take the following to your test. A loaded vehicle. With enclosed trailers, tank vehicles, or box trucks, examiner is required to verify the inside of the cargo area. When that is not possible, the test will be cancelled. Hazardous materials. A vehicle where the speed is governed and cannot achieve posted speed limits. During the test, no smoking is allowed within the skills test area, in or outside of your vehicle. Your appointment may be cancelled for disregarding this requirement. No weapons are allowed in the vehicle or on the CDL skills test site. No passengers or animals are allowed in the vehicle. Federal and state agencies' personnel are allowed. No memory aids of any kind are allowed. No audio or video recording devices are allowed. This does not apply to transit school buses that are equipped with an onboard camera to monitor students. 11.2.3 Customer Ground Rules. English proficiency, be able to follow instructions. CDL skills testing is conducted in English only. Use of interpreters or bilingual examiners is not allowed. No markings, labels or cues on vehicle components or inside the vehicle. No use of wired, wireless headset or other Bluetooth devices, cell phone, or other transmission devices. Cell phone can be used as a timer for the air leak test only. No use of tape, digital recorders, cameras, video recorders. No interference from trainers, co-workers, or others. They must stay in designated waiting area and not give signals of any kind. Note: perceived signals given could result in cancellation of the test. No testing will be conducted when you are under the influence of any controlled or recreational drugs, alcohol. Practicing at any CDL skills test site is prohibited. Note: CDL skills test site is defined as a location, certified by DOL, where all of the segments of a skills test conducted. Note: failure to follow customer ground rules or interference from others may result in the test being stopped, including loss of test fees. Note: due to limited space and security, DOL CDL test sites do not allow drivers or guests to wait inside mobile work units or offices. Most sites have limited space for guest or waiting drivers. 11.3 Vehicle Inspection Test. You will be asked to perform a vehicle inspection and explain what items you are inspecting and what type of defects you are looking for. 11.3.1 Order of Vehicle Inspection. First, you must demonstrate, activate all applicable lighting components. Second, perform your air supply system checks and complete your in-cab, bus inspections. Third, upon successfully completing previous checks, you may complete your vehicle inspection in any order you wish. Also, failure to properly demonstrate and/or verbalize required numbers or ranges of the vehicle's air supply system checks will stop the vehicle inspection immediately after attempting those checks. When inspecting the inside of your vehicle, activate each applicable light component. Perform the air supply system checks. Perform the in-cab brake checks. Complete the in-cab or interior bus inspections. When you are outside of your vehicle, the following areas need to be inspected, can be done in any order. Front of the vehicle. Engine compartment. Front engine mounted vehicles. Front axle and suspension system. Vehicle's side and driver fuel areas, including inspection items located underneath the vehicle. Coupling area, if applicable. Drive axle and suspension system. Engine compartment, rear engine mounted vehicles. Rear of the vehicle. Front of the trailer, if applicable. Side of the trailer, if applicable. Rear trailer axle and suspension, if applicable. Rear of the trailer, if applicable. During the vehicle inspection, you must show that the vehicle is safe to drive. The examiner will score your ability to identify and inspect items on your vehicle. You must name, for example, alternator. Point to or touch each item you are inspecting. Explain how you are checking that item. Be specific. General explanations such as looks good, it's in good condition or, I'm checking to ensure the item is secure SB is not entirely acceptable and you will be asked for more detail. You will not have to crawl under the hood or under the vehicle. When completing the vehicle inspection, there are a number of identical inspection or like items located in other areas of the vehicle that must be inspected, such as light lenses, rims, springs, U-bolts, etc. For test purposes, when inspecting like items, there are two acceptable methods as defined below. Method 1. Complete a full inspection of the first like item by naming the component, while pointing to or touching the item. Cover the inspection criteria. Repeat a full inspection of the other like items in each inspection zone where the component is located. Method 2. Complete a full inspection of the first like item by naming the component, while pointing to or touching the item. Cover the inspection criteria. Note: if using method 2, you will not receive credit for completing the inspection if not all of a component's inspection criteria is covered or the criteria varies from an earlier inspected like item. You also will not receive credit for not identifying and/or locating the items. Complete the same inspection for the other like items. You must identify each like item by naming the component, while pointing to or touching the item, when applicable, in each inspection zone where the component is located. While inspecting the engine compartment must be opened. If you are testing in a vehicle that is a cab over engine design, it is not necessary to tilt the cab as most engine inspection items are accessible through compartment doors, fender wells, or by looking through the grille. When inspecting items located underneath the vehicle, some of the scored items may not be visible. You will not have to crawl under the vehicle, but you may be asked the general location of an item if it cannot be seen. As you inspect the outside of your vehicle, you must tell the examiner about any differences on other axles, suspensions, or braking system components. You must also tell the examiner if your vehicle has any unique items on the opposite side you are inspecting. Walk around the entire vehicle before you test to see if you have any such items. 11.4 Equipment failure. An examiner will not knowingly allow you to continue testing in a vehicle that may be unsafe or illegal to operate. If an examiner determines that any component required by law is missing, defective, or unsafe, the test will be postponed. If an equipment failure occurs after passing one part of the skills test, for example, after completing the vehicle inspection and item malfunctions while performing the backing exercises, the passing test results for the vehicle inspection will be carried over for your next test. But no further testing will be allowed until the item is fixed. Required equipment for testing purposes includes properly displayed license plates or trip permits, lighting indicators, left and right turn signals, front, back, headlights, low and high beam, taillights, left and right, brake lights, left and right, four-way flashers, left and right, front, back, alternating amber flasher school bus only, alternating red flasher school bus only, student control devices, for example, crossing arm, stop paddle school bus only, required emergency, safety equipment, fire extinguisher, emergency warning devices, for example, triangles, flares, etc. Seat belts for driver and examiner. Note: not required for buses without passenger seat belts. Windshield, side windows and mirrors all must be relatively clean. Any substantial damage that would impair the driver's and examiner's vision ahead or through the mirrors. DEF indicators show below 1/8 of a tank. Region warning lights are on. Note: regarding DPF, diesel particulate filter, region. What is a forced regeneration? A forced region occurs when soot builds up inside the diesel particulate filter, DPF, to the point that the vehicle is no longer operable. When this happens, a driver may have to pull over and initiate a self-cleaning process that can take up to 40 minutes, valuable time that could have been spent on the road. February 19, 2019. How long does a forced region take? 20 to 40 minutes. The regeneration process takes anywhere from 20 to 40 minutes to complete. During that time, your engine RPM will increase, but it will return to normal when region is done. You may also see the high exhaust system temperature, HEST, light, which simply means what the name indicates. September 3, 2014. How often should I regen my truck? Depending on your driving, active regeneration may happen as often as once a day. If you do a lot of stop and go, it can happen even more often. Frequency depends on duty cycle and how much soot collects. As often as once a day or every other day, an active regeneration could take up to 1/2 hour or more. June 22, 2016. Can a blocked DPF cause turbo failure? Constant short distances are not good for the turbo or exhaust system. Air brakes. Low air warning device fails to activate at or above 55 psi. Parking brake, tractor protection valve is missing or inoperative. The parking brake, tractor protection valve should close when the air pressure is at least 20 psi. Parking, trailer brakes, when slightly pulled against, does not hold the vehicle. Fuel and DEF tanks. A leak is visible at any point. Do not confuse with an overfilled tank. Exhaust system. A noticeable leak underneath or observed inside of the vehicle. Wheels and tires. Tire is flat or has noticeable leak, can be heard or felt. Tires that are bald or damaged and considered hazardous, for example, bald the entire width of the tire. Driver and passenger doors. Doors damaged to an extent that would make them difficult to open or door that will not properly close. Vehicle is equipped with emergency exit alarms or warning devices not in working order. Speedometer. Speedometer is inoperative or not functioning properly. Global positioning systems, GPS, or other electronic speed apps cannot be used in place of the vehicle's speedometer. Other. Inoperable windshield wipers. Working wipers required for vehicle inspection and other tests during inclement weather conditions. Inoperable horn. At least one working horn is required for skills testing. Inoperable heater. Defroster fan. Working defroster required for the vehicle inspection and other tests during inclement weather conditions. 11.5 External, internal inspection, all vehicles. Study the following vehicle parts for the type of vehicle you will be using during the CDL skills tests. You should be able to name and locate each part and tell the examiner what you are looking for or inspecting. 11.5.1 Engine compartment, engine off. Leaks, hoses. Look for puddles or dripping fluids on the ground. Look for dripping fluids on underside of engine and transmission. Inspect hoses for damage and leaks. Oil level. Indicate where dipstick is located. Explain that oil level is within safe operating range. Level must be above refill mark. A verbal explanation is acceptable. Coolant level. Inspect reservoir sight glass, or how to check when there is not a sight glass by explaining to the examiner that you would remove the radiator cap and check for visible coolant level and it is at an adequate level. Note. Explanation only. Do not remove the radiator cap. Power steering fluid. Indicate where power steering fluid dipstick is located or check the sight glass. Check for adequate power steering fluid level. Level must be above refill mark. Engine compartment. Driver must be prepared to provide additional criteria for the following. Air compressor unit, belt. Directly identify, point to or touch. Operating properly. Not damaged or leaking. Mounted securely. Identify if belt or gear driven. If belt driven, identify which belt. Belt inspection. Not frayed, loose fibers. No cracks, no signs of wear. Deflects no more than 1/2 to 3/4 inch. Explain not physically check. Alternator unit. Directly identify, point to or touch. Operating properly. Not damaged. Full mark. Mounted securely. Mounted securely and not leaking. All wires are securely fastened. Identify if belt or gear driven. If belt driven, identify which belt. Belt inspection. Not frayed, loose fibers. No cracks, no signs of wear. Deflects no more than 1/2 to 3/4 inch. Explain not physically check. Power steering unit. Directly identify, point to or touch. Operating properly. Not damaged or leaking. Mounted securely. Identify if belt or gear driven. If belt driven, identify which belt. Belt inspection. Not frayed, loose fibers. No cracks, no signs of wear. Deflects no more than 1/2 to 3/4 inch. Explain, not physically check. Water pump unit, belt. Directly identify, point to or touch. Operating properly. Not damaged or leaking. Mounted securely. Identify if belt or gear driven. If belt driven, identify which belt. Belt inspection. Not frayed, loose fibers. No cracks, no signs of wear. Deflects no more than 1/2 to 3/4 inch. Explain, not physically check. Hydraulic brake master cylinder and brake fluid, when equipped. Brake fluid is at adequate fluid level, which must be in between the add and full mark. Mounted securely and not leaking. Safe start. Depress clutch, if equipped. Place gear shift lever in neutral, or park, for automatic transmissions. Start engine, then release clutch slowly. Make sure you are checking all ABS lights illuminate and then promptly turns off, dashboard and exterior, and DEF, DPF light, if applicable. 11.5.2 cab check, engine start. Oil pressure gauge. With the key in the on position and the engine running, make sure oil pressure gauge is working and is building to normal. Check that pressure gauge shows increasing or normal oil pressure or that the warning light goes off. Water, coolant temperature gauge. With key on and engine running, ensures the temperature gauge is working properly. Temperature should begin to climb to the normal operating range or temperature warning light should be off. Air gauge. With key on and engine running, make sure the air gauge is working properly. Build air pressure to governor cutout, roughly 120 to 140 psi. Or as specified by the manufacturer. Ammeter, voltmeter. With key on and engine running, check that gauge shows alternator, voltmeter, generator is charging or that the warning light is off. Mirrors and windshield. All mirrors, internal and external, should be clean and mounted securely. No loose fittings and brackets, no damage, and adjusted properly. Windshield should be clean with no illegal stickers, no obstructions, or damage to the glass. Emergency equipment. Check for 3 reflective triangles, or 6 fusees or 3 liquid burning flares. Check for a properly charged and mounted securely fire extinguisher. Check for spare electrical fuses. Note. If the vehicle is not equipped with electrical fuses, you must mention vehicle is equipped with circuit breakers to the examiner. School buses only. First aid kit and body fluid cleanup kit are present. Wipers, washers. Check that wiper arms and blades are secure, not damaged, and operate smoothly, demonstration. If equipped, windshield washers and washer fluid operate correctly, demonstration. Lighting indicators. Test that dash indicators operate when corresponding lights are turned on. Left turn signal. Right turn signal. Four-way emergency flashers. High beam headlights. Anti-lock braking system, ABS, indicator. When starting the engine, the applicant checks the dashboard to ensure the ABS lighting indicator illuminates and then promptly turns off. If the ABS lighting indicator remains illuminated, the ABS is not functioning properly and needs to be serviced, not a reason for equipment failure. For combination vehicles only, check the ABS light on the rear driver's side of the trailer. If the ABS light is illuminated, the ABS is not functioning properly and needs to be serviced. Note. ABS light, when applicable, need to be checked during the safety start. DEF warning lights. Checks that DEF lights indicates more than 1/8 of a tank. If it indicates below 1/8 of a tank, that would be an equipment failure. Region indicators. Region indicators showing a region process needed. Any warning light will cause an equipment failure. Lights, reflectors, reflector tape condition. Check that all must locate at the front, at the side, and at the rear external lights and reflectors are clean, not missing or broken. Proper color for their location. Lights and reflectors checks include clearance, identification lights, red on rear, amber elsewhere. Headlights, high and low beams. Taillights. Turn signals. Four-way emergency flashers. Brake lights. Reflectors, red on rear and amber elsewhere. Reflective tape, present and affixed securely to the vehicle, when applicable in front, side and rear. Note. Checks of brake, turn signal and four-way flasher functions must be done separately. Horn. Demonstrate that all installed horns work, including air and or electric. Heater, defroster. Demonstrates and describes how the driver heater and defroster work. Parking brake check. Air pressure needs to be at an adequate level, enough to release the spring brakes. With the parking brake engaged, trailer brakes released on combination vehicles, check that the parking brake will hold vehicle by trying to pull forward with parking brake on. With the parking brake released and the trailer parking brake engaged, combination vehicles only, check that the trailer parking brake will hold vehicle by trying to pull forward with the trailer parking brake on. Service brake check. You will be required to check the application of air or hydraulic service brakes. This procedure is designed to determine that the brakes are working correctly and that the vehicle does not pull to one side or the other. Pull forward slowly, apply the service brake and stop. Check to see that the vehicle does not pull to one side or the other and that it stops when brake is applied. Hydraulic brake check. With the engine running, pump the brake pedal 3 times, then hold it down for 5 seconds. The brake pedal should not move, depress, during the 5 seconds. Note. Must tell the examiner pedal did not move. If equipped with a hydraulic brake reserve, backup, system, with the key off, depress the brake pedal and listen for the sound of the reserve system electric motor. Note. Examiner will ask you, after you completed the hydraulic brake check, have you completed the hydraulic brake check? Note. Failure to perform the hydraulic brake check correctly will result in an automatic disqualification of the vehicle inspection test. Note. If you think you performed it incorrectly, you have the option to start over again. You will need to start from the beginning of the hydraulic brake check. The examiner will reread the instructions again. Air supply system check. Air brake equipped vehicles only. Failure to perform all 3 components of the air supply system check correctly in a single attempt will result in an automatic disqualification of the vehicle inspection test. Air brake safety devices vary. However, this procedure is designed to see that any safety device operates correctly as air pressure drops from normal to a low air condition. For safety purposes, in areas where an incline is present, you will use wheel chocks during the air brake check. The proper procedures for inspecting the air brake system are as follows. Note. If the vehicle is equipped with electronic gauges, the electrical power must be in the on or battery charge position for all 3 checks during this test. You must demonstrate and verbalize the following, in the order listed below. Note. Prior to any brakes being released, the air governor must cut out. This test should be started with air pressure less than 90 psi to visually see the needle move as air pressure builds to cutoff. Note. Before you start this exercise, you must tell the examiner what the correct air leakage rate is for the type of vehicle you are testing in, or you will be automatically disqualified at the conclusion of the air supply system check. 1. With the air pressure built up to governor cutoff, approximately 120 to 140 psi, shut off the engine. Turn the key to the on or battery charge position, chalk your wheels if necessary, release the parking brake, all vehicles, and the tractor protection valve, combination vehicles, and fully apply the foot brake. Hold the foot brake for 1 minute after stabilization of the air gauge. Check the air gauge to see that the air pressure drops no more than 3 pounds in 1 minute, single vehicle, or no more than 4 pounds in 1 minute, combination vehicles. Note. For a class A combination vehicle, if the power unit is equipped with air brakes and the trailer is equipped with electric surge brakes, the pressure drop should be no more than 3 psi in 1 minute. The applicant must specify the correct leakage rate for the type of vehicle they are operating and apply full brake pedal pressure for 1 minute. 2. Key needs to remain to the on or battery charge position, cannot start the engine. Begin fanning off the air pressure by applying and releasing the foot brake. Low air warning devices, buzzer, light, or flag, should activate before air pressure drops below 55 psi. Note. You must tell the examiner that the low air warning light and or alarms must activate before it drops below 55 psi. Verbalizing this incorrectly will cause you to be automatically disqualified at the conclusion of the air supply system check. 3. Key needs to remain to the on or battery charge position, cannot start the engine. Continue to fan off the air pressure by applying and releasing the foot brake. At approximately 40 psi on a tractor-trailer combination vehicle, the tractor protection valve and parking brake valves should close, pop out. On other combination vehicle types and single vehicle types, the parking brake valve should close, pop out. Note. You must tell the examiner that the tractor protection valve and parking brake, combination vehicle, or parking brake, single vehicle, must close, pop out, at approximately 40 psi before you start this exercise. Note. You must tell the examiner the exact psi at which the valve popped out or you will be automatically disqualified at the conclusion of the air supply system checks. Note. Not performing and verbalizing the above steps in the correct sequence in a single attempt will result in an automatic disqualification. Examiner will ask you, after you completed the air supply systems checks, have you completed the air supply system checks? Note. If you think you performed it incorrectly, you have the option to start over again. You will need to start from the beginning of the air supply systems checks and perform all three checks in the correct order and perform them correctly in a single attempt. The examiner will reread the instructions again. Straight truck, parking or maxi brakes or DD3. Instead of tractor protection valve and or parking brake valve check, you will fan down the air pressure and set the parking brake manually when the air pressure drops down below 20 psi. Then start the engine. Place the vehicle in a low gear and pull against the brakes. If the brakes do not hold, that would then be an equipment failure. Note. When you think you performed it incorrectly, you have the option to start over again. You will need to start from the beginning of the air supply systems check and perform all three checks in the correct order and perform them correctly in a single attempt. The examiner will reread the instructions again. Safety belt. Check that the safety belt, and when applicable safety belt extender, is mounted securely. Properly adjusted. Latches properly, demo. Not ripped or frayed. 11.6 External inspection, all vehicles. 11.6.1 Steering. Steering box, hoses. Check that the steering box is mounted securely. Not leaking. Look for any missing nuts or bolts. Steering box hoses. Not leaking. Damage. Steering linkage. See that connecting links, arms, and rods from the steering box to the wheel are not worn or cracked. Check that joints and sockets are not worn or loose. No loose or missing nuts, bolts, or cotter keys, pins. 11.6.2 Suspension. Springs, air, torque. Checks for missing and shifted leaf springs. Checks for cracked or broken leaf springs. Checks for broken or distorted coil springs. If vehicle is equipped with torsion bars, torque arms, or other types of suspension components, check that they are not damaged and are mounted securely. Airbags should be checked for damage and leaks. Spring and or air mounts. Checks that spring attachments, brackets, bolts, bushings, are mounted securely. Checks for cracked or broken spring hangers. Checks for missing or damaged bushings. Checks airbag mounts, bolts, are secure and not damaged. U-bolts. Checks for broken or missing. Checks for securely mounted U-bolts. Shock absorbers. Check that shock absorbers are secure. Not leaking. Note. Be prepared to perform the same suspension components inspection on every axle, power unit and trailer, if equipped. 11.6.3 Brakes. Slack adjusters and pushrods. Check slack adjuster and pushrod for bent, broken, loose or missing parts. Mounted securely. For slack adjusters, the brake pushrod should not move more than 1 inch, with the brakes released, when pulled by hand. Brake chambers. See that brake chambers are not leaking, cracked or dented. Mounted securely. There are no loose or missing clamps. Brake hoses, lines. Look for cracked, worn, or frayed. Leaking hoses and lines. Hoses or lines can supply air, hydraulic fluid, indicate only which one applies. Fittings and couplings. Mounted securely. Not leaking. If electric brakes, check that electric lines are secure and casing is not worn or cracked. Brake drum, rotor. Check for cracks, dents, or holes. Check for loose or missing bolts. Check for contaminants such as debris or oil, grease. Brake linings, disc pads. Brake linings, disc pads should not be worn dangerously thin. Check the brake linings, disc pads for contaminants, such as grease, oil, etc. Note. Be prepared to perform the same brake components inspection on every axle, power unit and trailer, if equipped. 11.6.4 Wheels. Rims. Check for damaged or bent rims. Rims cannot have welding repairs. Tires. The following items must be inspected on every tire. Tread depth. Check for minimum tread depth, 4/32 on all steering axle tires, 2/32 on all other tires. Tire condition. Check that tread is evenly worn and look for cuts or other damage to tread or sidewalls. Valve caps and valve stem. Check that valve stem and cap are not missing, broken, or damaged. Tire inflation. Check for proper inflation by using a tire gauge. Note. You will not get credit if you simply kick the tires to check for proper inflation. Hub oil seals, axle seals. See that hub oil, grease seals and axle seals are not leaking and, if wheel has a sight glass, oil level is adequate. Lug nuts. Check that all lug nuts are present. Not loose. No rust trails around nuts. Check that there are no cracks radiating from lug bolt holes or distortion of the bolt holes. Spacers or bud wheel spacing. If equipped, check that spacers are not exhaust system bent, damaged, or rusted through. Check disc, bud, wheels for evenly spaced. Not damaged. No debris or foreign objects. Note. Be prepared to perform the same wheel inspection on every axle, power unit and trailer, if equipped. 11.6.5 Side of vehicle. Doors, mirror. Demonstrate and verbalize that door are not damaged and that they open and close properly. Hinges should be secure with seals intact. Check door windows for damage and excessive dirt. Mirrors. Check that all internal and external mirror and mirror brackets are not damaged. Mounted securely. No loose fittings. Adjusted properly. Free of excessive dirt. Fuel tank, caps. Check that fuel tank are secure. Cap are tight. No leaks from tank and caps. DEF tank. Check that level of diesel exhaust fluid as 1/8 tank or more. Can be checked during the in-cab, gauge, inspection. Tank is secure. Cap is tight. No leaks from tank and cap. Drive shaft. Check that drive shaft is not bent, twisted or cracked. Check that U-joints are secure and free of foreign objects. Exhaust system. Check system for damage. No signs of leaks such as rust or carbon soot. System should be connected tightly. Mounted securely. No loose clamps. The exhaust system should have no cracks, holes, or severe dents. Frame. Look for cracks, broken welds, holes or other damage in longitudinal frame rails. Look for loose, cracked, bent, broken or missing cross members. No holes or cracks in box or trailer floor. 11.6.6 Rear of vehicle. Splash guards, mud flaps. If equipped, check that splash guards or mud flaps are not damaged. Mounted securely. Doors, ties, lifts. Check that doors and hinges are not damaged. Demonstrate and explain that the door opens, closes, and latches properly. Ties, straps, chains, and binders are secure. If equipped with a cargo lift, look for leaking, damaged or missing parts and explain how it operates. Lift must be fully retracted and latched securely. Note: drivers must demonstrate opening, closing, and latching one cargo door properly, if equipped. 11.6.7 Tractor, coupling. Air, electric lines. Check all connections and fittings from tractor, truck and trailer are not leaking and not damaged. Check that air hoses, electrical lines and electrical line insulation are not cut, chafed, spliced, taped, or worn. Steel braid, electrical conductor should not show through. Check that glad hands and electrical plugs are firmly seated, locked in place, and free of damage. Make sure air hoses and electrical lines are not tangled, crimped, pinched, or dragging against tractor parts. Make sure that the air lines are not leaking. Catwalk, steps. Check that the catwalk is solid, free of debris, and mounted securely to tractor frame. Check that steps leading to the cab entry and catwalk, if equipped, are solid, free of debris, and mounted securely to tractor frame. Check that storage area, if equipped, is solid, mounted securely and cargo in storage area is secure. Mounting bolts. Look for loose or missing mounting brackets, clamps, bolts, or nuts. Both the fifth wheel and the slide mounting must be mounted securely. On other types of coupling systems, for example, ball hitch, pintle hook, etc., inspect all coupling components and mounting brackets for missing or broken parts. Check for broken welds or loose or missing bolts and ensure they are solidly attached. Checks for loose or missing mounting bolts and for broken welds for pintle hook or other type of hitch mount, and tongue, drawbar assembly, to ensure that they are solidly attached in place. Checks the pintle hook for cracks or breaks and excessive wear. Safety devices. Check to make sure the latch is secured and locked in place, cotter pin is not missing, is in place and not damaged. Safety chains are hooked and crisscrossed, free of kinks and excessive slack. Cotter pins to hooks are in place and hooks are secured with hooks pointing in a downward position. If trailer is equipped with electric brakes, check that breakaway chains or cables with battery backup are not missing or damaged. Hitch release lever. Check to see that the hitch release lever is in place and is secure. Locking jaws or lever. Look into fifth wheel gap and check that locking jaws or lever are fully securing the kingpin. On other types of coupling systems, for example, ball hitch, pintle hook, etc., inspect the locking mechanism for missing or broken parts and make sure it is locked securely. If present, safety cables or chains must be secure and free of kinks and excessive slack. Fifth wheel skid plate. Check for proper lubrication and that fifth wheel skid plate is mounted securely to the platform and that all bolts and pins are secure and not missing. If equipped with polymer plate is mounted securely with no loose or missing bolts. Platform, fifth wheel. Check for cracks or breaks in the platform structure which supports the fifth wheel skid plate. Check that the platform is mounted securely to the frame or sliding assembly. Release arm, fifth wheel. Check that the release arm is secure and all the way in. If equipped, Make sure the release arm is in the engaged position and the safety latch, if equipped, is in place. Kingpin, apron, gap. Check that the kingpin is not bent or damaged. Make sure the visible part of the apron is not bent, cracked, or broken. Check that there is no space, no gap, between the apron and fifth wheel. Locking jaws, lever hold kingpin in place. Locking pins, sliding fifth wheel. If equipped, look for loose or missing pins in the slide mechanism of the sliding fifth wheel. If air-powered, check for leaks. Make sure locking pins are fully engaged. Check that the fifth wheel is positioned properly so that the tractor frame will clear the landing gear during turns. Sliding pintle. Check that the sliding pintle is secured with no loose or missing nuts or bolts and cotter pin is in place. Checks the pintle hook for cracks or breaks and excessive wear. Tongue or drawbar. Check that the tongue, drawbar is not bent or twisted and checks for broken welds and cracks. Check that the tongue, drawbar is not worn excessively. Tongue storage area. Check that the storage area is solid and secured to the tongue. Check that cargo in the storage area, for example, chains, binders, etc. are secure. 11.7 trailer. 11.7.1 trailer front. Air, electrical connections. Check all fittings and connections from tractor, truck and trailer for leaks. Check that trailer air connectors are sealed and not damaged. Make sure glad hands are locked in place, free of damage and air leaks. Make sure the trailer electrical plug is firmly seated and locked in place. Header board or bulkhead. If equipped, check the header board or bulkhead to see that it is secure, free of damage, and strong enough to contain cargo. If equipped, the canvas or tarp carrier must be mounted and fastened securely. On enclosed trailers, check the front area for signs of damage such as cracks, bulges, missing rivets or holes. 11.7.2 side of trailer. Landing gear. Check that the landing gear is fully raised. No missing parts. Crank handle is secure. Support frame and landing pads are not damaged. If power operated, check for air or hydraulic leaks. Doors, ties, lifts. If equipped, check that doors and hinges are not damaged. Demonstrate and explain that doors open, close, and latches properly from the outside. Check that ties, straps, chains, and binders are secure. If equipped with a cargo lift, look for leaking, damaged or missing parts and explain how it should be checked for correct operation. Lift should be fully retracted and latched securely. Frame. Look for cracks, broken welds, holes or other damage to the longitudinal frame rails. Check for loose, cracked, bent, broken and missing cross members. Check for cracks or holes in box or trailer floor. Tandem release arm, locking pins. If equipped, make sure the locking pins are locked in place and release arm is secured. 11.7.3 Remainder of trailer. Please refer to section 11.6 of this manual for detailed inspection procedures regarding the following components. Wheels. Suspension system. Brakes. Doors, ties, lift. Splash guards. 11.8 Passenger vehicles, school bus and coach, transit. Passenger entry, lift. Demonstrate and explain that entry doors operate smoothly. Close securely. Not damaged. Hinges are not damaged. Check that handrails are secure and, if equipped, that the step light are working. Check that the entry steps are clear, with the treads not loose or worn excessively. If equipped with a handicap lift, look for any leaking, damaged or missing parts, and explain how it operates. Lift must be fully retracted and latched securely. Emergency exit. Points out and describes that all emergency exits are not damaged, operate smoothly, and close securely from the inside and explain how they operate. Check that any emergency exit warning devices, buzzers, if equipped, are working, school bus only. Demonstrate at least one emergency exit. Operates smoothly, closes securely from inside and if equipped, the outside, during the outside inspection, with the release handle and locations with explanations of all other emergency exits. Release handles can be operated properly both from inside and outside, if equipped, of the vehicle. Note: cannot use passenger front door for demonstration. Baggage compartments. Check that baggage and all other exterior compartment doors are not damaged. Operate properly. Latch securely. Demonstration of at least one compartment door for operating smoothly and closing securely. Seating. Check for broken seat frames. Check that seat frames are firmly attached to the floor. Check that seat cushions are attached securely to the seat frames. 11.8.1 School bus only. Emergency equipment. In addition to checking for spare electrical fuses, if equipped, three red reflective triangles, and a properly charged and secured fire extinguisher. School bus drivers must also inspect the following emergency equipment. First aid kit. Body fluid cleanup kit. Lights, reflectors. In addition to checking the lights and reflective devices listed in section 10.2 of this manual, school bus drivers must also check the following. External lights and reflectors. Strobe light, if equipped. Stop arm, paddle light. Alternately flashing amber lights. Alternately flashing red lights. Note: these lights must be checked for operation and condition, like all other lights. Student mirrors. In addition to checking the external mirrors, school bus drivers must also check the internal and external mirrors used for observing students. Check for proper adjustment. Checks that all internal and external mirrors and mirror brackets are not damaged and are mounted securely with no loose fittings. Checks that the mirrors are clean. Stop paddle, safety arm. Check the stop arm, paddle to see that it is mounted securely to the vehicle. Check stop paddle and safety arm for damage. Check that the stop arm, paddle extends fully when operated and lights are operational, front and back. Check that the safety arm functions properly in conjunction with stop paddle and fully extends, checked during light operations checks. 11.9 Coach, Transit. 11.9.1 Entry, Exit. Doors, Mirrors. Demonstrate and explain that entry, exit doors are not damaged and operate smoothly. Hinges should be secure with seals intact. Make sure that the passenger exit mirrors and all external mirrors and mirror brackets are not damaged, free of excessive dirt, and are mounted securely with no loose fittings. Check that the entry steps are clear, with the treads not loose or worn excessively. Entry lights are working, if equipped. 11.10 Remainder of Vehicle. Please refer to section 11.6 of this manual for detailed inspection procedures for the remainder of the vehicle. Remember, the vehicle inspection must be passed before you can proceed to the basic control skills test. 11.11 Taking the CDL Vehicle Inspection Test. 11.11.1 Class of Vehicle Inspection Test. If you are applying for a Class A CDL, you will be required to inspect the entire vehicle. Your CDL examiner will explain this to you. 11.11.1 Class B and C Vehicle Inspection Test. If you are applying for a Class B CDL, you will be required to inspect the entire vehicle. Your CDL examiner will explain this to you. You will also have to inspect any special features of your vehicle, for example, school or transit bus. 11.12 Grounds for Automatic Disqualification. You will be automatically disqualified for any of the following. Air supply system checks, failure to properly demonstrate and or verbalize required numbers or ranges listed for any of the following air supply system checks. Air leak check. Low air warning check. Parking brake and tractor protection valve class A only. Parking brake valve class B, C only. cheating. Using memory aids, Bluetooth devices, directions, bribing, signals and/or clues from others. Dangerous action. Anytime the examiner takes verbal or physical control of the vehicle to prevent an accident or dangerous situation from occurring. For example, while positioning the vehicle before starting the test or moving the vehicle during the test may also apply to other dangerous situations. Applies if you fail to put the vehicle in neutral park and set the vehicle's parking brake before leaving the seat. Accident. However slight, which includes contact with pedestrians, incidents in the area while positioning the vehicle for the vehicle inspection, and contact with fixed objects. Failure to perform. When you cannot comprehend or respond to instructions given during any part of the vehicle inspection test. Repeated inability to properly demonstrate and/or verbalize your vehicle's inspection items during the vehicle inspection test. Repeated instances of exiting the vehicle in an unsafe manner. Exiting a truck needs to be done facing towards the cabin and three points of contact. Exiting a passenger vehicle either forward or backwards and three points of contact. 11.12 Other conditions for stopping the test. Equipment failure. Anytime your vehicle has been identified as unsafe, is not street legal, or is missing state required safety equipment.